on their way to the playoffs here for it'll be the 10th year in a row. I mean, that's an amazing thing to do, especially in this area. Not a large base of kids to draw from.
Warrick's pass is complete, and that is going to be a Laker first down and a fumble on the play. Ball is loose. The Rockets are claiming they have it. Let's see as the officials go in to try and untangle everybody here, and it's going to be Laker ball after all the commotion. So a completed pass to Evan Gosho. Gosho fumbled it out near the 35-yard line, and then the chaos ensued, but the Lakers did manage to pick it up and picked up a couple extra yards, so a first down nonetheless for the Lakers.
Yeah, nice job by Gosho there, making a play, making a couple moves, getting the first down. Has to hold on to the ball a little bit better, but got a lucky bounce, came right back to him, and the Lakers, they'll take it because the offense had trouble moving the ball tonight.
Lakers put a receiver to the near side. Warrick back to throw under heavy pressure. Now he's going to be sacked in the backfield for a loss of a couple yards. So we'll talk about what else is happening across the Upper Thumb as we get updates in. If you do have them, call us at the station, 989-269-9939. Let me start that over again. 989-269-9931.
Too many nines in there.
I'm getting a little excited and ahead of myself, too. So give us a call at the station. Gilbert and Derek standing by. They will take the information from you and pass it along to us, and then we will in turn pass it along to you. See, we're privileged. They get the information first. We get it second, and then everybody in the listening area gets the third. So
that's right.
That's the pecking order. Warrick back to throw, and penalty markers on the play prior to the snap, and a timeout going to be called here by the Lakers. So, Jason, again, since we're a few spots ahead, we'll just keep it right here, and I guess we'll get a little playoff talk in just a touch early. We talked about the Bearcats perhaps clinching a spot tonight. Well on their way right now with a 29-6 lead. 10 years in a row, longest active streak. I'd have to go back and look into the archives to see if there's a streak longer, but I don't think there is. So the Bearcats now playing for home field in the first couple games and perhaps through all three rounds of the opening rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can hope for as a Bearcat fan, player, coach, follower, whatever. Wrap up the playoff berth tonight. You know, they got a game at Brown City next week. No easy task there. Brown City, a pretty good ball club this year. The big one in week 8 against Deckerville. All eyes will be on that one there. Even though Deckerville is in the North Central Thumb League, don't let their conference affiliation fool you. They would be contenders in the Greater Thumb East this year as well. And then finishing the season up on the road at North Huron. So the opportunity is there for Ubley to run the table for the third straight season in the regular season and set themselves up for some nice home playoff action. And I know the folks down in Ubley, they wouldn't want it any other way. They love the playoff atmosphere at Hurt Field.
There's a few more teams that we'll talk about here. Warrick back to throw under pressure, gets it away, pass is completed, and it's going to be close to a Laker first down as Walter Van Houten, the recipient of the pass and making the reception. And we've got a penalty marker on the field. Nope, I thought I saw one out there. Yes, I did. Okay. Personal foul, a hit to the head. Was that roughing the passer, or was that a hit to the head somewhere else?
Well, I think one of the defenders for Reese came in with a forearm to the helmet.
Okay.
Of Walter Van Houten there as he was making the play for the first down. So the Lakers getting the call here and a nice pickup after getting the first down, picking up 15 additional yards. And the Lakers putting together a nice little drive here, looking to cut into that 15-0 Reese lead.
Yeah, certainly not out of the ball game by any means. A lot of time left here in the first half, 8:27 to play, and they're only trailing 15-0. So a score here, Jason, would be big as the first half is slowly coming to a close. Back to throw is Warrick. Receiver is out, and the pass is made by Evan Gosho. But I believe he was stopped behind the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the pass play.
Well, what the Lakers are trying to do here, an inexperienced offensive line, is just a quick passing game right now. It's getting the ball out to Van Houten, out to Gosho, and Warrick himself keeping it every once in a while. So kind of maybe try to soften this Reese defense up, show them a little passing game, and then, I could see them going back to the running game, trying to establish a little bit of a running game. But right now, I think the name of the game is just protect the quarterback and move the ball up the field.
Warak up under center, going to hand it off, and this time they're going to go over the left side of the line. That is going to be Evan Gosho, the ball carrier.
Nice block on the outside there by Chase Belker to kind of spring him for a few extra yards.
Yeah, he picked up the yards that they lost on the play, plus an extra five. So third down and five now coming up for the Lakers. Ball sitting on the Reese 32-yard line, 7:10 to play first half, and the Reese Rockets with a 15-0 lead over the Lakers. But the Lakers, as Jason mentioned earlier, moving the football a little bit here. They'll split a receiver out to the near side of the field. Warak is going to hand it off. It's going to be Evan Gosho again, the ball carrier. Gosho has some running room at the 20, the 15. He's taken down inside the 15, near the 10-yard line. Jason and the Lakers are in business.
Again, another great block by Chase Belker on the outside there, just completely blowing his man right off the ball, creating a big lane for Gosho there, and taking the ball inside the 15-yard line down to the 12-yard line. So the Lakers, they're in business here. 6:53 to go in the half.
And they can pick up a first down inside the 5-yard line, but they have it first and 10. They'll spot it officially near the 12-yard line. 6:40 to play here in the first half. 15-0 Reese. Lakers threatening. Handoff going straight up the middle. And that looked like that was Van Hooten, the ball carrier. And it was. And Van Hooten's forward progress is going to give them close to 5 yards on the play. So the offense, Jason's starting to come around a little bit, getting 3, 4, 5 yards a crack.
Yeah, nice effort so far here by the offense tonight. They kind of got off to a slow start there, but this drive here really coming off the heels of that safety, the offense really picking up the pace here.
Second down and 5 coming up, 6:10 to play in the first half. Lakers looking to get on the scoreboard here in this second quarter. Here's the handoff. Ball is loose. Nope, I thought I saw it come loose, but the Lakers hang on to it. Evan Gosho, the ball carrier, and Gosho's going to pick up about a yard on the play. So third down and 4 coming up. Another update to pass along. Jason, the Bearcats just keep pouring it on. Tyler Ferruski, a 53-yard touchdown run. The Bearcats now up by a score of 36-6. Here it is 15-0. The Reese Rockets with the lead over the Lakers. Warak on the quarterback keeper looking to throw. He'll just tuck it in, run it himself, and he has himself, Jason, a first down inside the 5-yard line as he's hauled out of bounds.
Yeah, nice job there by Warak. Was looking to pass initially. Wasn't anything there. Tucked it in. And actually, I think they're going to mark him just a tad short of the first down. Looks like they're going to have fourth and about a yard here. Yeah, it looked like he had it. But the chain gang kind of bailed out there. They didn't want to get taken out on the play, so... Might have been a little deceiving there, but yeah, we'll be fourth and short here, and this is a huge play for the Laker offense. They convert here or score a touchdown here, cut into that lead. If the defense can hold, gives them a chance. They get the ball in the opening kickoff of the second half.
Fourth down and 1 inside the 5, and we have a penalty marker on the play. It looks like offsides against the Rockets, Jason, so half the distance to the goal will give the Lakers a first down.
Yeah, the Lakers will take it any way they can get it there. An easy first down for them, and Coach Bob Saylor not going to be too happy there. Looks like the man who committed the foul, Nick Vito, coming off the field right now, and the coach having a word with him.
Another update courtesy of Paul Adams, who's texting his thumbs off again. He's down in Marlette watching that Harbor Beach Marlette game. It is Marlette 17, the Harbor Beach Pirates 14. So the Pirates fighting for their lives in the Greater Thumb East as far as the title goes. And fighting for their playoff lives as well. First down and goal from inside the 2-yard line, the handoff. And the ball comes loose. The whistle had blown, though, so this is going to stay Laker football, I think.
Yep, the officials had determined that forward progress was stopped, so a break for the Lakers.
And I believe there may have been a loss on the play as the ball carrier was strung out on the line of scrimmage. And we'll see when they move the sticks here. I thought he lost a couple yards.
They're going to say no gain officially.
All right. So it'll be second down and goal. Well, he had to have lost a yard. It was second down and goal from the 2. Now it's second down and goal from the 3. Nonetheless, second down coming up is Warak is going to hand it off. And the ball carrier trips up in the backfield. That was Walter Van Hooten. He was